Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Jerod Mustaf. Remember him? Played for the Knicks. Was a nice player, especially in college. Was he at Wake Forest?
I covered Jerod Mustaf, Chris, when he played for the Knicks. I was on the beat writer. And a couple years ago when the baseball All-Star game was down in D.C., I reconnected with Jerod. A bunch of guys, some writers, people down in D.C. area, Chris, we all met and had wings for lunch across from Nationals Park. It was great. He's doing a lot of great things with kids, and he's got an AAU team. He's a great guy.
Good. Well, he's got his new book coming out, co-author of Becoming Pops, Taking Charge of My Family's Legacy. So that sounds interesting. So I'll be interested in hearing it from him, what the book's about. So he joins us at the bottom of the hour. Rob, we started off with the Nets, and thankfully Kevin Durant got in.
Did you watch him?
Great. He looked phenomenal.
He had nine points
in 8 minutes.
Dribbling the ball, rebounding, getting in the way of defense. It's not like he's being tentative.
But he had a block, too, and two turnovers. So he has been aggressive. But they were plus +9 with him. Now they're up 79-59 at half. 79. I mean, and Blake Griffin is balling.
I told you, he looks great.
Oh, my gosh. You see the three he hit at the end of the first quarter?
Yeah.
From, like, Steph Curry range? Like 35 feet. And then he's got 10, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. LaMarcus Aldridge has 14.
He looks good, too.
Honestly,
I saw him.
If I was out there with KD, Harden, and Kyrie, I think I could get a bucket. Just one.
Could you be wide open?
I'd be wide open. No, but seriously, but they and they don't even have Harden.
This is what we keep talking about, Chris. This is what we keep talking about.
I don't know how scary they are.
Harden's not playing. What would the score be if Harden was playing?
They might have 100 points right now.
Right.
Kerry Kittles made a great point last night, Rob. He said, because I've said myself, and you know this from when we covered the league. I mean, you don't usually just step in and everything goes perfect. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
especially when you
that.
Got stars, you got to adjust to each other.
But it's a different game,
I'm not getting
and that
the same
was the
number
point.
Shots.
Yep.
Right. Like now, with it's all pick and roll, high pick and roll, drive and kick, spot up at the three. Everybody's doing it. It's not like you got to learn different plays and schemes and things like that. And so I thought that was a really strong point as to why they may be able to just throw guys together
and
win
us
it off.
Right.
And I tell you, Rob, we brought this up with this whole Steph, would he ever go join LeBron? And we talked about how the only way it even remotely makes sense is if the Nets just look like the unstoppable. And then somebody's going to have to come up with a super team, you know what I mean, to even compete. It'll be interesting because if they run through the league this year and win it fairly easily, it's going to be interesting to watch what teams try to do in the offseason. You know what I mean?
No, I agree because it's a scary recipe, Chris. And if they win the championship where they had two of their players in and out of the lineup, Kyrie taking personal time, do you know what I mean? What right. will they be like next year if those guys are all healthy, all play? Do you know what I mean? They know each other. They've already won a championship. They might be like, dude, let's run this back. You know, like this is the first
year.
Well,
they're going to be like run it back. Yeah, they're going to run it. Oh, you mean with Blake and Aldridge?
Yeah, like those guys. Because
the other
where
three
you
will
going?
Be there for sure.
Right. Those three are there. But I'm just saying, if you're Blake and those guys, unless somebody offers you, of course, a big contract or something, you're going your way. But that's going to be a hard team to beat. They don't even have their whole crew. And we don't even talk. I'm not saying that. Dinwiddie's the other player, Chris, who I heard who's not a part of the team.
It's just not going to be room for him.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying. But he's a good player.
But they could probably trade him. And I don't know if he's going to be. He might be a free agent next year. But if they could get something.
But what
Rob G was saying?
Said they could sign and trade him.
Right. So if they can get something for him, I mean, but you see it. Look, you saw it with Nick Claxton, Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, who has been a good player through his career. Joe Harris can shoot it. We all know that. But you saw how they made those guys even better, Rob. Like, everybody in the NBA can play. And if you've got a couple of stars or more drawing all that attention and they're unselfish and get you to rock, you're going to shine.
And so, they do give up the rock to those guys when they're open. That's the one thing. It's not like dude is in the corner or you know what I mean, Chris? Like waving for the ball and he can't get it. If he's open, they pass it.
Well, they're somewhat similar to the Boston team, Ray Allen. Eddie House was on it. Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce. They came together at the right time. You know, they had proven everything individually, and it was just about winning the championship. And that seems to be the case with this group, even though KD and Kyrie already won, it seems like they're all willing to sacrifice to win that title. All right, obviously the Masters coming up in Augusta, Georgia. And you wrote a column today on Deadspin, Rob, lambasting the golf world. Let's put it that
the
way.
Golf
the PGA
world.
Doesn't have, they can't. It's a private tournament. PGA can't control pulling out of Georgia. But you wrote a column about it. You want to explain?
Yeah, just the idea that I love what baseball did. I'm not surprised that the Masters wouldn't partake, Chris. It's been a racist institution for a long time. Let's call it what it is. Didn't even allow black members up until 1990. There was a time where Charlie Schiffer, Chris, a black golfer in the 60s, won two majors, took two tournaments that normally, one was the Canadian Open. I remember the story. He won the he was winning the Canadian Open, Chris, like 17th hole.
Right.
They sent a wire to the people at the Canadian Open saying, this year is the first year that winning the Canadian Open doesn't automatically get you an invitation to the Masters because he was black.
What year was that?
I don't remember the exact year, but it was in the 60s.
Wow.
But do you see what I'm like? Like, to be that blatant with it, and the whole notion was they wanted white golfers, and all the caddies, Chris, had to be black. No white caddies.
Really?
Yes.
In the Masters?
That's what they...
Because I know they had a lot of black caddies back.
That was the way it always was for a long time, and then they started letting white caddies. But I'm saying,
Of those caddies could play, those black caddies.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like horse racing. You know, all the original jockeys in horse racing were black.
Yep. Yep. That's where those little jockey
people black,
that used to be lawn in front of people's houses.
That's why they're black.
To that point, Robin, and I learned this, you may have too, in Bill Roden's book, $40 Million Slaves, but black jockeys dominated horse racing,
right?
Like they dominate basketball now. At one point, like, that's how dominant they were. My great 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 grandfather may have... I think he was a jockey, although he was white.
Was he really? He was a jockey.
Yeah, he was a jockey down in Louisiana. Clofette Strauss had 39 children.
Oh, my God.
By five different women, all of them black. But he was married to them. Like, they died.
39 kids?
That's the legend in the family, yes. 39 kids, five different women. He was Jewish, white guy, and they were all black.
And obviously, he never went to a movie, right?
If they had had him back then, he wouldn't have been going. No, he was...
My
he was
goodness
busy.
Gracious. Imagine those poor women being just pregnant all the time. It ain't a comfortable
then,
thing to
man.
Be pregnant. Yeah, there was nothing else to do, really. I get it.
You know. I'm with you. I think, you know, the Masters, I didn't really expect them to pull out.
No, right.
Would have supported it, would have applauded it for sure. Obviously all of these, you know, initiatives that are racial, I like when leagues or players step up and, you know, combat it. I do think my only thing is that it can be an interesting precedent, because I don't want, even while I applaud what Major League Baseball did, I don't want corporations or individual leagues or players, to be honest, athletes, dictating politics. Now, again, the racial situation in America is unique. We all know that. It's unlike any other. It's not gender. It's not sexual orientation. It's nobody was enslaved for their sexual orientation. Nobody was enslaved for their gender, any of that. It is a whole different situation. I give you an example, Rob.
But there is discrimination, and they've been treated and persecuted.
But it's a class of in the sense, like, I'll just give you my example. There are states now, Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, and it's like 20-something more that might do it, that have put down legislation where biological males cannot compete in high school sports against girls, biological females. I support that. I would hate to see the NBA, the NFL, some corporations or whatever pull out of states because they don't agree with that legislation. Because who's the one to decide that all of a sudden biological males should compete with girls? I mean, where's the science? Where's the what? Like, so we can't just randomly determine who's a persecuted class.
Yeah, but the only thing I'll disagree is I think that's your belief, and I respect your opinion and your belief, but I don't think that everybody's on the same wavelength.
But a lot of people are. Obviously,
okay, but not everybody.
But not everybody's on the same page with anything, right?
No, I get that.
So if the state determines it, who is the corporation to come in? I'm just asking. I'm just saying. Like, everybody's not going to...
Because
everybody's not going to agree on everything, Rob. If the state votes that way, I agree with that.
But okay, that doesn't mean that. That doesn't mean that if I have values as a store owner, just like what is it, Chick-fil-A? They don't open on Sundays. Maybe that's a whole different thing.
I'm just saying, not opening on Sundays, really?
No, but that's
his
belief.
That's what you're comparing to it?
No, but that's his belief, and that's what he holds to. Even though in business that normally is not the right recipe for business,
He serves people of all different beliefs.
Okay, but my point
is he doesn't force his beliefs on anybody.
That's not what I said. All I'm saying is if that's what he wants to do, fine. If I own American Express and I don't like what a state is doing, I do have a right to say I don't want to do business with that state if that's my belief and that's my company. So you might disagree with it. But I have the same right that you have.
Where does democracy come in?
No, I'm not talking about elected officials. I'm talking about if I don't want to do business.
It was elected officials that voted this law in Georgia.
Yes, and the same thing. People of Arizona voted for no Martin Luther King holiday, and the NFL made them change their mind. So where's the democracy there?
The point is this.
I'm just asking you, where's the democracy?
It wasn't democracy.
Okay.
And I told you, in my belief, race is different. And what I'm saying to some other people
might say that race isn't for them. They don't care about race or they're not trying to. I'm just saying
the flip side from you would be white people saying that race doesn't matter to them
and they want nothing or rules or anything that have to do with race. Those people would have the same argument that you're having that they don't care about this, but they don't care about race. It's not important to them.
What's the standard for determining that I want my rights have to be met? What's the standard? I can just make something up. I can just come up with anything, any identity, and you've got to accept it.
Nobody said that, and I don't think
that's what you're saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
No, we aren't. No, we aren't.
Why should they be allowed to play sports?
That's the only thing I'm asking you.
Explain to me.
No, but
why?
That's what you're caught up on.
This ain't about religion.
We're not talking about science. I'm not talking about that.
You don't want to answer it.
No, that's something that's important to you.
Because you know you can't answer it.
No, that's something that's important to you.
There's no explanation you can give.
No, that's important to you. My point is...
This ain't about religion. This ain't got nothing to do with religion.
No, there are other people who see things differently, and it doesn't matter what I believe.
Yes, and there are people who see all
types of things differently. And it doesn't matter. And if they run
a
company,
Chris,
they have a right. They have a right to do
as many as we can.
No, they have a right to do whatever they want with their company. If they don't want to do business with the state of Georgia, they have that right. Whether you agree with it or not, you don't run American Express. You don't run Delta. You don't run Coca-Cola. Those are your views. Those aren't their views.
So what,
they're saying that they're cool with it.
But you're pressuring them.
The same way.
You're going to pressure them to live up to your views.
No, it's not pressure. The NBA pressured them in North Carolina. The NCAA, I guess, pressured them, right? So you're against the NBA. You're against
what
the NBA and against
the
NCAA.
Yeah, I was against that.
Okay,
I was against,
you were against
that.
It. I wasn't against it. I'm not against any form of discrimination. Any. Zero. That's where I
am. No, you are. Because everything's discriminatory. It's just where you draw the line. We don't let everybody, they say marriage equality. We don't let everybody in America get married. We discriminate against certain, we don't let different groups of people get married. So it's all discrimination. It's just where you draw the line. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think about the Masters? We got off of that, obviously. But Rob said they should have pulled out of Georgia. Your thoughts with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? quarterbacks, coaches. Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by AutoZone as well. If you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, and they offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. We'll be joined in about 6 minutes by Gerard Mustaf, former NBA player and now an author. So that'll be good. Rob, if you want to call in, 877-99 on Fox. Rob, let me ask you this. We didn't get to this earlier. Do you think the players because obviously the PGA as an organization could not have pulled out of Georgia. You think the players should have, because none of them are boycotting to my knowledge.
Right. Well, yeah, I think there's a problem there. And players, I mean, I just look at what NASCAR did, and I thought that was telling to me, because they just did the right thing and they didn't care about playing to their base or any of that. They said you can't bring a Confederate flag into our events anymore. They know what's the percentage of black fans going to NASCAR races, Chris? I don't know. 1%, 3%? I don't know what
now.
It is. Huh? But you know what I mean. It's like they didn't have to do that, right? They didn't have to. And what's going on in golf for a long time has been bad, and they had an opportunity to do something, and maybe it is the players who could have said, you know what, this just doesn't feel right, or we got an issue with it. But people, everybody's different, and they felt like they didn't want to do anything. The Baseball Players Union, before the commissioner even acted, Tony Clark, who's the head of the union, a former player, an African-American dude, was like, we're going to look into this and we're going to talk to our membership, because even before they could act and say maybe they weren't going to do it. And you remember Dave Roberts, Chris, who's the manager of the Dodgers, who, because he won the World Series, gets to manage, the All-Star team. He said that he was thinking about and he would consider pulling out himself and not taking part if the All-Star game went on in Atlanta. That speaks volumes to me.
Yeah, look, like you said, every player is different. Every player has their views. And let's keep it real. A lot of players don't even know about stuff like this. You know, I mean, they know, they may have heard something, but they don't know the specifics. They haven't looked into things like this. So to your point, you know, everybody's different. It's an interesting issue. I support what baseball did. But, you know, then you've got African-Americans in Atlanta. I mean, now maybe they're just saying it because they're elected officials, you know, but, you know, Ralph Warnock, who became the senator, the mayor who's black of Atlanta, you know, they wanted baseball to stay, you know, in Georgia, and talked about what it would have brought to the city, the money. You know, it's interesting. A lot of that money, I still don't know that a lot of that money, Rob, that came with the All-Star game would have touched a lot of the people that we would say need it.
Right. Other than the people working at the stadium. I agree with
right.
that.
Right. And even that, now, I don't want to – obviously, they work there. They need that money. But we're not talking about the big, big, huge dollars. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these vendors – and this is actually an issue with the leagues. A lot of times when they have an All-Star game or Super Bowl or NBA Finals, whatever, in a city – you might have some minority vendors, that small vendors that get a little benefit. But the real big money, that goes to these huge corporations or these huge businesses that aren't minority owned for the most part.
And no doubt.
You know, it could be overstated, you know, that, oh, you're taking this money out of the economy. Because the people that are going to, most of the people, Rob, that are going to miss that money, got money. You know what I'm saying? So.
And the other thing too, and I hear that, and it all makes sense. But Chris, when there's a struggle going on, there's people that have to sacrifice. There's sacrifices that have to be made. It happens all the time. I mean, it's easy for me to say it's not affecting me, but if there was a situation that I really felt strongly about, and I might have to take an L on something, I might have to take the L. I'm just it ain't all perfect, and you know what I mean. And hey. No sweat, you know, everybody's going to get paid and we still get our point across, because I wrote in the column, Cyndi Lauper made a song in the 80s, Chris. The song is called
Girls
Money Changes Everything.
Oh.
No, Money Changes Everything. Well, that's funny. Money does change. People change, Chris, when you start taking money from them. Am I right or wrong?
No, my grandfather, God bless his soul, had a saying, money don't, you know how people say money talks. He said, money don't talk, it hollers.
Yep. You know? Right.
And that's the truth. So you're right about that. Speaking of L, Brooklyn's up 103-74.
I didn't see
on
this
New
coming.
Orleans with 4:22 left in the third. I mean, they could score 145 points if they
and
want.
And Durant's still out there, Chris.
He's smiling. I mean, this is
he's handling
and
the ball
well. They're moving the ball well. All right, we got our man Gerard Mustaf coming up. in a moment. Former NBA player and author.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former NBA player, played his college ball at Maryland and played with the Knicks and had a nice career. Now he's an author, co-author of the new book, Becoming Pops, Taking Charge of My Family's Legacy. We welcome Gerard Mustaf to the Odd Couple.
Hey guys, how you guys doing? Hey, Chris, Rob, great to
we
be
are
on
great.
Here.
Great yes. to have you on, my man.
And,
great
and,
to
and
have
Chris,
you on.
Chris, let me tell you this. Gerard, you could tell Chris for yourself, but I was his favorite sports writer when he broke into the NBA.
Cliff Brown Most told me the same man. Thing, but.
you were my guy, man. You were my guy. So Always.
So
love.
You were the guy. You were the anonymous source. No,
he didn't say that.
Scoops?
I don't give up my sources. No, don't say that.
Now, Gerard, your book, man, that title really is intriguing. Tell us what it's about.
Man, well, great for that question, man. So the book is about, you know, my father. My father's transformation, you know, as a came from a family of sharecroppers in a place called Whiteville, North Carolina. And his grandfather and uncle instilled such great values in him as a man that laid the foundation for him. But for a period of time, you know, my dad was trying to find himself and to figure out who he was as a man. And he grew up in the 60s, you know, from the 50s and the 60s. And that was a turbulent time. And, you know, a lot of African-Americans or blacks were trying to identify who they were, from Black Power, the Civil Rights Movement, right, et cetera. And from being down in the South, man, you faced a lot of animosity. And he had a lot of bitterness growing up. So he also neglected his responsibility as a father for a long period of time. He just could not get it right. And for him to go through that period of time and to transform himself and, you know, become the father that he became, you know, for me, for my siblings, to be a grandfather, you know, uncle, icon in Prince George's County and the Washington, D.C. area, it was phenomenal. And to see that, you know, that transformation and to put it in the book. But what he did was, I was a pretty good athlete, student athlete in high school, which had a lot of promise. And we were able to use the platform that I was on, you know, to raise the consciousness of what we thought would be, you know, the country in terms of how do you get equity and fairness and parity on the coaching sidelines, coaching sidelines, in the booth, doing what you guys do, you know, hosting shows and being on television, the radio, you know, our voices. Eric Cross was probably the only one at that time that we really remember.
So
he wanted to use me, you know, as on the platform to shake things up. And he devised the Mustaf quiz. And from that, we end up getting a lot of, you know, a lot of publicity. And the end of it, you know, just to bring it to home, he was recognized by USA Today as the National Parent of the Year. And from where he came from to reach that pinnacle in 1989, it was phenomenal. And to be able to put this into a book and package it, and to come back in 2020 and 2021 and to see where we are as a country, as a divided nation, and all these things that he spoke about 30, 35 years ago are now back in the forefront. Student athletes are looking at the HBCUs, you know, as an option to attend college. You're seeing black coaches being hired, and just yesterday we saw Hubert Davis, who he was in my class, also a Nick, and but I played against Hubert. But to see him become the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, and remembering Dean Smith in our house and having those conversations about he came in with no black assistant coaches on his staff, and to see that evolve to now you got a black head coach. You know, so all these things are coming up to the forefront, and, you know, the book is about it, all of those experiences, and, you know, which is a wonderful thing, you know, for me to see on the market.
How about you, Gerard? How many kids do you have, four or I forgot?
No, I have eight children.
Eight children. Okay, I knew there was a number, but I knew it was a crooked number. But as what about you as a father? You know, like did you look at certain things? Did you say to yourself, "I want to be this kind of father, a better father, like my father"? What did you go through having, you know, so many children and wanting to raise them?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to see if I can emulate my dad, you know, to a degree with what he did, and you know, he was always there. He was, a staple in our family. You know, he was the patriarch of the Mustaf family. And so my kids spent a lot of time around, you know, their grandfather. Obviously, you know, we live 5 minutes apart. We work together every day. You know, and so every holiday we were together. So we always had that, you know, that family bond. And so I just learned from him. And, you know, now becoming a grandfather and just seeing how he evolved into grandfatherhood and represented himself so well, I try to do the best I can, you know, in walking in his footsteps. Jerod, so he set a great example for me. Great example.
We'll ask you a few basketball questions. I'm sure you still follow the game. When you played in the early 90s, New York Knicks, as well as the Phoenix Suns, basketball was different. It was completely different. Yeah. What do you think about the evolution of the game and what you see now as compared to the when you played?
Man, I tell you what, man. You know, we discuss this all the time, you know, with me and my friends, and we're hoping that it goes back to the pivot being dominant. Because, you know, we played in the era when you had, you know, from Patrick Ewing to Hakeem Olajuwon to David Robinson. I mean, you had a big man. Every team was the anchor, and the offense pretty much ran through him. And for me, that was basketball. You know, to see the post being non-existent, to see a five-man job is to screen and roll, and that's it. I think it does a disservice to basketball. You know, so I'm hoping that this is only temporary. I hope that it goes back to something different that we experienced, because we know that was authentic, you know, real basketball when Dr. James Smith drew it up. And I think that that's what he had in mind when you had the legendary John Wooden. He always had, you know, from Lou Alcindor to Bill Walton, all those dominant post players allowed them to win all those championships, you know, and to see it now. It's disheartening, man, you know, but I still love the game, you know, but I would hope they would go back, you know, to traditional roles in basketball.
Jerod, one thing, if you don't mind, Rob, I've said you could, one thing they may want to think about if it just gets to be too many three-point shots, it's already almost half of the shots. You could take out the side three, like from the baseline all the way up to the arc, and just have the three-point arc. That way you wouldn't be able to put four or five guys around the three-point line. I think it would necessitate post-play and mid-range game, and then you'd still have the three-point shot as well, so it'd be some balance.
Well, you could, but also, Chris, if you can even make inside post-play worth 3 points, I mean, you know, you can do that too. You give them a three-pointer, you know,
layup. Well, then now you change it. So you could just eliminate. You might as well just eliminate the three at that point.
If you're going to do that, because what happens is, you know, you're watching a game and the guy has a, you know, it's a 3-on-1 break and, you know, 2-on-1
break.
We saw
that.
And you were told they just stop and shooting threes. And I've watched games and back and forth, the first five shots both teams take are three-pointers. And like, what? You know, that's not basketball. That's what guys do in the park, just freelance and just shooting, come down and jacking up threes. We don't want to see that. Now, if you Steph Curry or Klay Thompson and people like that, then yeah, that's what you do. You know, you have that gift. But everybody doesn't have that gift, and I don't think everyone should be pushed and forced to make that part of their game. I'm watching college players now and high school players. That is all they're doing, is trying to emulate the pros, and they shoot threes. And, you know, if you're a banger, they still want you to shoot threes. I mean, who would think? What is the 6'5" post player for the Rockets that just got traded? Can't think of his name
Tucker.
Right now.
PJ Tucker.
If you look at PJ Tucker, would you think he's a 3-point shooter?
No.
But that's what he has evolved into because of the NBA game. Say, hey, this is what we're gonna do: space out. So I think the game has to go back. It has to. And they got to find a way to tinker with the rules if they have to, but, you know, to get it back so people like me, that's a little bit older, still can watch the game and enjoy it.
All right.
Jerod, great stuff, man. Very enlightening conversation.
We'll have you on again, definitely.
Yeah, we can talk this out
more. Appreciate that.
Check out his new book, Becoming Pops, Taking Charge of My Family's Legacy.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me on, man.
No doubt.
Thanks for joining us, man. Former NBA player Jerod Mustaf, now an author. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerod, J-E-R-R-O-D, Mustaf, M-U-S-T-A-F, 1. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Wrapping up another Worship Wednesday. And, Rob, we talked about it briefly with Eddie House, but the ESPN did a story where they ranked the top 25 players under 25 years of age in the NBA. And they did it based on future potential. All right, so it wasn't who are the best ones right now. That would have been a much different list. But it was based on potential. They had Luka Doncic, number one, Zion Williamson, 2, shocked a lot of people with LaMelo Ball at 3. Who was 4 at? Rob G might have the list. But I know Ben Simmons, Devin Booker was 8, Ben Simmons was 7, De'Aaron Fox was 6, Donovan Mitchell in Utah was 4. And Jason Tatum of Boston was 5. You got any major issues with
just LaMelo? I think it's too high for such a short sample size. That's all. He had a great start before he got hurt, but it's just too small of a sample size to believe that he should be that high. That's the only issue I had.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to get. I think it's an adequate enough sample size. Obviously, it's small, but you don't see many guys have that type of sample size, you know, performance, and even that limited of a sample size, especially at 19 years of age. I was shocked when I first saw it, but then I thought about it. You know, as a starter, Rob, 21 games as a starter, he averaged 19-6-6, shot 42.5% from 3. And they were winning 11-10 for a team that's, you know, okay, but that's good. So we haven't seen a 19-year-old play that well in the NBA since, other than LeBron James. And so he took the league by storm and was playing really exceptional basketball. Not a guarantee he's going to be all that, but I didn't really have an ultimate problem with it just because of what he's done at 19 years old, which, again, nobody except LeBron James has done. Did you have any issue with Zion being number 2?
No, not really, because they're not winning. So,
I just mean even being that high. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's done stuff, and he's doing stuff that nobody's done. And I know he's been out. When he's played, he's been nearly unstoppable. It just hasn't translated into wins, but
right.
But it's obvious he can play, and it's hard to stop that guy.
Right. I mean, he can score. Most of the rest of his game leaves a lot to be desired. He should be getting more than 7 rebounds. Obviously, explosive leaper, huge body, at the rim a lot. Not much of a defender at this point at all. Can handle the ball and, you know, bring the ball up court, but still, you know, he's far from a true point. You know what I mean? They do that so he can get it's harder to stop him. It's going to be interesting, Rod, because I think you're obviously going to see teams just lay off of him, right? If I was guarding him, I'm just backing up, right? And almost, you know, daring him to shoot the 3 or a long 2. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, if he keeps this going. But he's balling. I think people need to chill. I get it, the whole Shaquille O'Neal comparisons because of the numbers. But he ain't Shaq, Rob.
No.
Shaq was never an 11th seed, even early. You know, Shaq came into the league. Now, he came in a little older than Zion, but he was dominant right away.
Right away. You couldn't stop the guy.
Yep.
Couldn't stop him.
Dominant right away. And so, but Zion is nice. But, yeah, Luka, they got that right. Luka Doncic is the best young player in the league. That dude is special.
Well, he's playing great, putting up numbers, and his team wins.
Right.
I mean, what's not to like?
Right. And to that point, that's why I thought they did Ja Morant, who was 15, and Trae Young, who was 16, wrong. Trae Young's averaging 25-9 on the fourth seed in the East. I mean, what's not to like? I get it. He's not a defender. Okay. He's learning how to play winning basketball under Nate McMillan. Okay. But he's still putting up 25-9 under Nate. He had 30-12 in two of their last three wins. So it was a strange list. But all right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, download, subscribe, leave us a comment, and 5 stars, if you will. Stay tuned for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. They are up next. You will not be disappointed as they keep the sports talk flowing right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, and SiriusXM 83.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.